Oops, shit.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
It was a teaser. Okay. A teaser. I say. A
teaser. All right, Adam, I'm going to play you this.
I'm turning off recordings.
Yeah. Goodbye, YouTube. If you're listening on YouTube or watching on YouTube and you want to continue listening, just go to pride48.com and click on the listen now button. It'll take you to our Discord server where we're continuing over there. You can hear the audio there.
Well, there's a play button and then there's a chat button.
Oh my
if
God.
You want to chat, come click the chat
click
button.
Chat now.
And we're also playing audio in the chat room as well.
That's true.
Yeah. Yada, yada, yada.
There's a whole thing. It sounds awful. Anyway, I think that's all right. So, Adam, I'm going to play you. Who is this? Oh, this is NBC. I want the other one that they started. This is Fox. Okay. So I want to set the stage here for you. It's this big monstrous stage in this field that has, you know, video monitors all over it so that the entire stage can be an image, like a waving flag,
right,
you
know, right.
All around. It's like the actual stage is quite small compared to this large stage. And so the fireworks are going off behind
it's
it.
It's kind of like my church now. We have a big LED wall.
Yeah. So the fireworks are going off behind it in Washington, D.C., up and down along from barges on the Potomac. And so, you know, and along the reflecting pool, all these fireworks and just a lot of them, just a buttload of them. So the fireworks show starts. And by the way, it's not introduced as to who's playing the music. It's not introduced as to, you know, anything about that. It's just like, now I'm going to do some fireworks and I think you'll enjoy them. Yeah. Good night. And he left. And so it starts off, it starts off with a jet flying over. And then it starts. All right, now the fireworks are going, right? Do you recognize this song?
Yeah. Okay. Da da da, da 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 da.
Right, yeah, 25 or 64, yeah. Oh, wait, that's a live singer. So it's like, oh, what? By the way, they're showing me fireworks. They're not showing me the stage. I'm like, okay, well, that's definitely not Chicago, right? As a woman, right? But it's like, as cover bands go, this is pretty solid, right? This is a pretty solid cover band.
Yeah.
And then it dawns on me that the army band had been on stage all night playing the stuff, and there's a really developed brass section here.
Yep. Yeah.
So I'm like, oh my God, is that the army band? Like this?
Maybe it is.
No, I'm telling you, it is. This is the army band playing 25 or 64 by Chicago. And
nice.
this guitarist guy, he's so hot. He's a little twink playing the guitar in his little army outfit. It's like, oh, a little twink. Anyway, so I'm like, okay, I get it. I understand what they're doing here. They're exploiting the fact that they have this 40-piece band and, you know, live singers. And you know, so they're going to play songs that heavily feature the band, right? That's why they picked this song is because 25 or 64 has nothing to do with July 4th or any of that song. So then it pivots into the next song. And the next song is... Okay. So it just kind of goes right into the next song here. By the way, just nonstop fireworks during all of this. Like no artistry to it or anything. It's just fireworks. It's just like fireworks. Here you go. Listen to this.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely.
So it's Journey. It's Journey. They're doing a Journey cover song now.
So they're doing kind of a tribute to classic rock, maybe?
I don't know. it, then it gets more confusing because the next song is. It's a Bon Jovi.
There.
Yeah, it's a Bon Jovi.
So it's classic rock.
Well, you would think, but then we go to our next song.
We're halfway there. Or whatever.
Right. Then we go to our next song, right? So classic rock, right? We're going with, you know, classic, you know, 80s rock kind of songs. But what's this?
Come on, America. YMCA?
Yeah. Fucking YMCA. So then this is when it dawns on me, he's like,
young girl.
These are just songs. These are just songs that Trump likes. He's just like, he just like gave them, you know, like, play this and then play this.
They sound great.
And then play that. They do, but it gets worse from there. Then we got the.
I don't recognize this one.
That's Let's Go Crazy by Prince and the Revolution. Then we have this one. Wait, that's the end of Let's Go Crazy. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
That sounds like Motown.
It is.
Hey, baby. Sign, seal, deliver. Yeah. I'm yours. Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline. Like now we're in the wedding songs, right?
Oh, I bet everybody in the audience went, Oh, Miley Cyrus.
And then they ended it with that song, actually.
So it's just a celebration of American music or U.S. music.
There
USA
was no,
music.
That's the whole thing. There was no rhyme or reason to it. There was no
They're
theme.
They're all banger songs. Through.
You know what? Hats off to the Army Band. They were great. That is the best cover band that I've heard in a very long time. It's like, you know, they did a great job, but it was very long. It was like 35 minutes long of just nonstop fireworks. There's videos on the internet that shows it from the other side of the river and you can't see the fireworks. You just see lights flashing in the clouds because of the smoke. It's like, it was so crazy. But you know, hats off to the Army Band, Adam. I didn't know that that you could join the Army to play the electric guitar. Like that's, there you go.
You can play trumpet in the Army.
I mean, yeah, I'm used to that, right? I'm used to the brass, you know, the Marine Band and the brass and stuff like that. But these people had, you know, violins and,
stuff.
Yeah, they had stuff, man. They had guitars and bass guitars and synthesizers and kind of like a religious band. Anyway, Adam, what I've done is oh shit, what happened? Oh, you're gonna show me your thing.
I thought you were done.
I am done. So yeah, you're gonna show me your thing.
Show you my. You want to see my thing?
It's the trivia game that you. Designed.
Well, so it's a whole production. So yeah. the goal is
I have to
that it's a.
On. Let me see how do I get this out onto my desktop? Oh, there we go. Okay, now I can see it. So it was inside a window. So now I can.
I see.
Okay.
Cool. It's so it's a podcast production app that will have tools in it.
Yeah.
And so right now the only tool is trivia management, but what you first, you create a podcast. So you add a podcast, you give it a name, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. I already created the Gay Mix. And then you go in and you add episodes.
Yeah.
I can get, as an admin, I can give tool access to podcasts. So I can go in and select a podcast. I've only got one right now. And I can give it access. It's already got access to trivia. So, but there will be other tools. There'll be like a soundboard, a contact organizer, yada, yada, yada. I can give access to that to different podcasts.
Nice.
And then I assign a host. So like I could go in as, for instance, I think I can do this. I could assign you as a host, but then I could take away your access to trivia.
Why would you do that?
So you couldn't go in and see the questions beforehand.
Okay.
So I could do that. And then the whole live thing is what you saw. So I have, when I go in and do a, when I go in and do a trivia round, I go to the episode, I go to episodes, and this is episode 230, by the way.
Yeah.
And then I go to open trivia and there's a round, I've already created a round ahead of time.
Nice.
So I go in and I open the, I run round.
Yeah.
And then I can set it as a practice round if I don't want it to capture the results.
Yeah.
And there's an option to do host reads or read along.
Yeah.
And then I open the console and this is what I see. So I
see, ready to begin.
I get a link to give you, and then I have a broadcast link that has a little bit of a different display on it. So I can use to, it's what I brought used to broadcast on the video tonight.
Nice.
And then, and they're synced. So they're exactly,
I get it,
in sync with each other. And so, and then this, when I start the round, it gives me the question. I see the timer.
Yeah.
And the score and where we are. And then I see the question, the accepted answer, alternate answers or notes.
Yeah.
And then I can mark it correct, incorrect.
Does it play that? Does it play the ding?
And it plays the ding.
Cool.
It plays the ding and the, and the other one.
What does allow contestant sounds mean?
I can allow you to play the sounds on your side.
Oh.
So I can do either one.
I see.
But I didn't want to risk, before I had gone over this with you, I didn't want to risk you clicking that box.
Yeah.
And then we have a ding, 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 ding.
Heaven forbid that we have a ding, 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 ding. Yeah.
So, but yeah. So like it plays the sounds.
Did you stop the Zoom recording?
No, I didn't. I guess I could do that now. Where's recording? Stop recording.
Recording stopped.
So anyway, and it does, I like the cool, so like when I'm running it, I like the, when I begin it, when I mark it, I like the cool animation it does for correct and incorrect.
Nice. What's the tech stack?
It is React with TypeScript, and the back end is Express.js, and it's got a Postgres database.
It's nice.
It's my familiarity. I know you do stuff in C#, but my familiarity is more JavaScript, Java.
Oh, no, the project I'm working on now is using Vite and Fast API.
Oh, so it's using, I didn't know how to pronounce that, but it's also using Vite. So I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to add other tools.
Yeah.
So you'll have like a soundboard, contact manager, yada, yada, yada. And so eventually then, we could probably use this to like produce our shows.
Yeah. But you could also just Riverside it and then let it stream the audio.
Do everything.
Let it record the audio.
Yeah. True. I could add that as well. That just seems more advanced.
Well, did you not hear my motto, Adam? It's like, if you're not nervous that it can do it, you're not pushing it hard enough.
I'll tell you one thing. I asked it to do something that I didn't think it was going to be able to do.
Yeah.
I said, cause there's a whole help guide. Oh, why am I getting a 403? That's great. Know. Demo fail. Huh.
Saying I'll have to figure that out. The permissions on the PDF are wrong.
It's not a PDF, but anyway.
Click on it again. What is that URL in it? Oh, it ends in help. Never mind. I thought it said PDF at the end.
I don't know why it's giving a 403. I'll have to
just
investigate that. But there's a whole help guide and that I had ChatGPT generate as it was writing the code. I said, every time you add a feature, I want you to go in and update the guide. And so I said, hey, I'd like there to be screenshots in the guide for every step. Can you take screenshots yourself and place it in the, and it was able to open up the application in a, using Playwright. I don't know if you've heard of that, but the automation Playwright. It was able to, in the background, open up the site, go to all the appropriate pages, take the screenshot. It was even able to annotate the screenshot.
Yep.
Like I said, I want you to highlight the button that I'm trying to click or whatever. And it did all that.
Yep.
I don't know why I'm getting a 403 now, but anyway.
It'll figure it out. I mean, a 403 is a permission thing. What are you using for auth here? Are you using like OAuth or like what's handling?
Yeah, OAuth, Google. It's Google.
Okay.
I'm using Google Auth.
Okay.
So like when I'm ready for you to try it, you'll just go and log in with your Google account and then you'll tell me, hey, Adam, I logged in, and then I'll go in and give you access basically as the admin.
Okay. So. Yeah, no, that sounds cool. Is it on GitHub or?
It is not yet, but I will put it on GitHub.
Cause there was something I was going to say. There was a feature request.
What's that?
I don't remember. I don't remember what it was. There was something on one of your screens here though. The trivia, go back to the overview screen there. What was it? There was something on here and I was just like, it must be in trivia. Go into trivia.
Oh, I import from Google Sheets.
Oh,
nice. And then these are the questions down here.
Oh, I know what it was. On your screen, when,
the host screen.
Yeah. On the host screen, it would be nice. If
this screen here,
yep, it would be nice that on the question where it tells you the question and it also tells you the accepted answer and some additional answers, whatever, it'd be nice if it told you who submitted the question, and that way you could periodically give people credit for, you know, hey, by the way, that came from Joe in Dallas or something.
I'll write that down.
Yeah, so that was my feature suggestion there.
Submitted question. I've got it. It's in the database.
Okay.
It's already there.
All right. Well, yeah, then.
So to add it.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's it. That's the app I've been working on just
awesome.
This week.
Well, you've got to get up early in the morning and go do your, are you playing Taps? Did they ask you to play? Not Taps. Are you playing Amazing Grace? Did they ask you?
No, I'm not playing anything.
Oh, okay. Are you taking your trumpet just in case?
No. They would have asked me already. I'm not taking it. I don't want to be surprised with like a surprise. You're playing Amazing Grace, you know, that's not a thing.
Auntie Scott is back. Auntie Scott does the Kino work on your system? Did it work okay? I'm just curious. I don't know. I'm highly invested in this now.
Like you said, he's probably cooking dinner.
No, but he was gone from the chat room for a while and he just popped back in. And I was just curious if it worked or not. And if he was able to play Kino. Cause I know that he enjoys that Kino machine. So, your computer farted. Okay. Well, it's still in the chat room. If you want to click on it, you can go up there and enjoy a lovely, relaxing game of Kino. Anyway, Adam, I'll let you go so you can get up early in the morning. I also have a D&D game in person tomorrow over at my nephew's house. So I have to head over there and play some D&D.
Well, have fun.
Yeah. Have some fun. All right. Well, I'll talk to you next week then.
Okay.
I'm going to hang up on the chat. Good night, chat room. Thank you all for being here. By the way, that would be Auntie Scott and Kathy Marshall and Gary in Portland and Lamont Cranston and Tim in Alaska. And earlier, I'm a librarian was in here. And did we miss anybody? Was anybody else in here that we missed? I don't think so. Good night.
So when next you see us, wonderful friends, it will be posted videos after our vacation. Oi, Gavaltenstein, lady, where we will be comparing old crystal to new crystal and crystal in general. Hi, I'm General Crystal. Crystal in general to Regent Seven Seas Cruises, because not only are we sailing Crystal this vacation, but we're also sailing Regent.
Beep, 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 beep.
Thank you for watching, and we will see you when we come back.
When is the trip? Because Auntie Scott popped in earlier before I connected and said, I take it we are left once again showless this evening, and then left before I connected. So is he back? Or have they not left yet? Does anyone know the answer? I mean, I know Auntie Scott knows the answer, but he's not here. I hear Adam.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi. Yeah. Hello, disembodied voice.
Hello. Hello.
I don't see Adam. Oh, there's Adam. Oh, there's Adam.
Here I am to save the day.
Indeed. So I had totally forgotten that I have a D&D game tomorrow morning at 10. So I probably would have wanted to wrap up early tonight anyway. So
that's good. We'll talk about it on the show.
Will we?
We will. All about it in detail.
Oh, is that on the agenda, talking about?
It is on the agenda.
I don't see it.
You do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Okay. I was thinking that I didn't. You're going to talk about that, not about.
Yeah.
I thought you were just like, oh, I'm pissed at you, and we'll talk about it on the episode. I'm not even going to tell you why. We're just going to talk about it on the episode.
No, I'm not pissed at you.
I've got one larger one, and then I don't want to step on your...
Yeah, please don't step on mine.
I also don't want to come out of that. All right, I'm going to... I see. You did that also. You put the contact segment there as a buffer. All right, fine. I'll do that. We're going to talk about projects.
Well, no, my project has to do with the next segment. So I put it there because I was going to talk about my project, and then it goes right into the trivia segment.
All right, well, I'll talk about my project first, and then you can talk about yours and go into the trivia.
Okay. Okay.
And then we'll do this kind of at the end. All right, cool.
We should skip 2 weeks more often. We have 13 voicemail messages and 3 text messages, or 2, 3.
We actually don't. So I went through the voicemails earlier.
We don't have 13. There are 13 there.
Right, but there was 19 earlier, and that was because we hadn't gotten rid of the Tony in Illinois from the last show.
Well, we still have 13.
We do have 13. I've listened to them. They're all, I'm trying to think if I'm lying. No, all of them except one are death phone calls. Lindsey Graham, who's the
imagine that our Bonnie listeners Tyler calling for Lindsey Graham.
Bonnie Tyler, Lindsey Graham, and Sam Neill. And then some.
Oh, is Sam Neill the guy who was in Grace and Frankie?
No, Sam Neill was in Jurassic Park.
He was in L.A. Law?
No. No.
Oh, that's somebody else. Yeah. Okay. I'm thinking his name is Sam, though. Is it Sam Waters or something?
Sam Watterson? He was on Law Waterson? And Order. He was on Law and Order.
But he was also in Grace and Frankie?
Yes, but he was not in L.A. Law.
Oh. Well, one of those law shows.
Hal Williams? Was he? Someone said that he was from Sanford and Son. Is that? Yeah, that one was called in. And I don't know about emails.
Was Hal Williams the? I guess they were both black, huh?
Jesus Christ.
But not
everyone on Sanford and Son was black.
But not Fred Sanford, but his son.
Lamont?
Yeah, Lamont. Is that who died?
No. I think Lamont died a long time. I think Lamont died a long time ago. What was his name? He was never in anything else. He was the husband of Florence Williams. He played the cop on Sanford and Son. Okay.
Oh.
Is he the black one from Sanford?
They were both black.
Remind me again on Green Acres. Which one was the white one? Florence from the Jeffersons. Georgia? Wasn't her name Georgia? Oh, no, Florence. She was the maid. She was later in 227. You said that. What was her name? What's the name of the lady that played Florence on the Jeffersons?
I don't know. Why don't, if we only had, 227. If only we had a way to Google or AI something and say who was the, and my phone is even listening right now for some reason. it heard me say, if only there was a way to Google something. And it's like,
Marla
yes,
Gibbs.
Here.
It was Marla Gibbs.
It's like, I'm absolutely
We've
here.
Solved the mystery. It's Marla Gibbs.
Marla motherfucking Gibbs.
Yeah, it's a cast of Sanford and Son.
Oh, that's just my face.
Desmond Wilson was the guy that played. That was the guy that played Lamont. Hal Williams was an officer. Oh, yeah, he was a cop, just like Lamont Cranston. You know what? I should just listen to what Lamont says. The problem is that I didn't realize he was talking about Hal Williams. I thought he was talking about, I thought he was talking about somebody's husband or Florence. And that was, so you're saying that Hal Williams was married to Marla Gibbs. Is that what you're saying in real life? Did I piece this together? Do I win the prize? Do I get the cookie? No. The cookie shall not be yours. Oh, married on 227. Okay. Television husband. All right, I'll give myself the point. I've been interviewing for a new job, and so now I'm psyching myself.
Oh, you're interviewing for a new job?
Psyching myself to get denied. So I've had
your same company or elsewhere?
No, elsewhere. Elsewhere.
Are you talking about it on the show?
No.
Oh.
I don't want to jinx that.
So I would have never known. because I only know things that happen on the show.
It's true. I would talk about, if I get the job, I'll talk about it. But I don't want to put it out there and then not get the job. And then you have to so. It's looking good, though. I've gone through two interviews. I've got two more to go. So.
That was quick. You're like unhappy. And then but you're like, hell, I'm going to go apply for things. And then,
you know what? It was Sebastian.
It was Sebastian told you you need to just start applying.
He was literally, I was just like, I don't know what to do. I fucking hate this. And I'm going to retire soon or whatever. And, so I just got to make it like another few years. But I'm, miserable in this thing that they're doing right now. Do I just go ahead and think about retiring now? Like, just go ahead and, just get a part-time job at Disney and go ahead and start living off my retirement now. Sebastian was just like, dude, like, there are companies out there desperate for your skill set. Like, that is like one of these, you need, like, you should just go look for other jobs. And so I was like, yeah, I haven't updated my resume in like a decade or whatever. And he's like, here, show me what you got. Let's update your resume. Did the resume, put it up on LinkedIn, or I had deleted my LinkedIn account a long time ago. So I set up a new LinkedIn account, and like 2 days later, I got this recruiter that was like wanting to do an interview, and then, did that interview, and that went well. And then I met with the head of engineering today. And that went well. And so the next one is a panel interview. And then after that is, an engineering interview or the team interview or something.
That's a lot of interviews. Is it a remote job?
No. Oh, yeah. Remote. Yes. It's from, I would still work here at home. Yes.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Yeah. There's a little bit of travel involved, but yeah, I would be based here.
What? To Northwest Arkansas? Wow.
No, here. Oh,
no,
travel to
Northwest Arkansas? Oh, wow.
No. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I can. Anyways, I'm excited about it because it's a really cool job and it's a really cool company. And I'm hoping that, it's one of those things is like, what job do you want? And the job that I want is called an AI enablement engineer, right? So basically you're kind of like the AI advocate, AI train, helping the company to adopt and move forward with these tools and to set practices and stuff. And
yeah.
That's cool. That's what I want to do. That'd be awesome. And it's kind of, what I'm doing now at this miserable fucking place that I'm at. And which didn't used to be miserable, just recently miserable.
I was going to say, it wasn't miserable before.
Yeah, but then they turned over, the entire C-suite turned over 6 months ago. These are all new. It's like, honestly, it's, if you want my personal opinion, they're owned by a venture capitalist company. That venture capitalist company told them that they had 2 years to get, AI in embedded in their product and to turn around and to compete in the market, or, that was it. So they set out a budget and they're like, when you got this much money, you got 2 years to turn it around, you know, Godspeed. And that was about a year and a half ago. And I feel like right at the year mark, all of the C-suite people kind of left because they knew that they weren't going to make it. And so these people that are there now are just like carrion, like they're picking at the corpse of the company. You know, it's like they know the company's not going to make it, so they're just, you know, grifting what they can off of it. And it's depressing. It's you know, I'm on this automation project, and I made the statement today just extemporaneously. Well, we believe that what we have right now, even though we're not done with development now, but we believe that what we have right now will make their lives a lot easier. And, you know, we should go ahead and deliver that and get some initial feedback while we continue to work on the other features. And then I got a 3.5 minute lecture about how it's not our job to make people's lives easier. It's not our job to make happy employees. It's not a job. It's like our job is to reduce headcount. And, you know, that's the mission, and that's what we have to do. And it's not about giving people, you know, the warm fuzzies or whatever. And I was just like, you know, when I say make people's lives better, I'm talking about, you know, improving the workflow. That's what I'm talking about. I apologize that I used that, you know what I'm saying? It was just like,
yeah.
But it's just one of those, like, are you fucking kidding me? Are you really fucking, are you for real? So there have been multiple times in my life that I have hung up, like, you know, I just had enough and I just hung up, right? One of them was a job that I had in South Carolina when I was there. I was working for this small company, this small software company, and the head of the programming. I mean, it was just him and me. They were the only programmers, but it's like, he was insane. He was just fucking insane. And there was something that wasn't right one day or something, and he's calling, you know, because I was working at home, and he's like, he's calling me, and he starts screaming at me. He's just screaming at me. And, so I was like, no, fuck it. So I just hung up on him. And then he like called back and said, did you just fucking hang up on me? Blah, blah. And I hung up on him again. And I was just like, you know, fuck you. No. I was near that point today. It was going through my head of, do I just hang up on this call right now? Do I just leave this team meeting and just, you know, power down the laptop and, you know, call it a day? I was very close to that today.
Well, I hope you get the other job.
I do too.
Then. And I hope it's better than this one become.
Yeah. That's,
let's see. Well, I'm almost ready. So if you want to go pee.
How do you know that I need to go pee?
You always pee.
So
it's like the prep before we go on a road trip.
I mean, I take prep every night, but,
the preparations for going on a road trip is you have to empty your bladder, get snacks.
Because you're not going to stop. Once we start moving, kids, we're not stopping.
We're not we will not stop this car.
We're not stopping. We Once we go, we're not stopping. I feel bad that Auntie Scott popped in earlier and said, oh, I guess there's no show, and then left. I don't have a way to.
If only you knew his email or had his phone number, which you have both of those things.
Why don't you text him? I'm going to go pee. Text him and tell him that.
You want me to text him and tell him there's a. Do I have his phone number?
I don't know.
Probably. Yeah. Unless he's changed it. It feels kind of like having a celebrity's phone number to have Auntie Scott's phone number, because he's actually a, you know, he's a voice artist. He actually has an IMDb page. So I feel like I've got a celebrity's phone number. Just not everybody has that number, you know. Let's see. Public, shareable link. Well, then I don't think I have your phone number, Mel. So I can't say, you know, you are. I mean, in your photo, you look like Billie Eilish. Just the small little picture on the Discord screen. I mean, I can't see it large. So it's hard to tell. But you look like Billie Eilish in that photo. Audio production? What do you mean? I'm saying you look like a famous person. I don't know what audio production has. I'm sure it's just going right over my head, but it is. I'm sure the joke is fantastic. Oh, she messaged me. I don't know. Oh, I see. You weren't even referring to the Billie Eilish comment at all. Okay. Sorry. Got it. I had gone on and you were still on the IMDb credit. I just moved past that. I'll take a look at that. I think Daniel's back.
Yes.
I saw. Oh, he was taking a drink. It's just very unlike Daniel to be quiet when he gets back. So.
You know what, Adam?
He sat there for a good, like, 30 seconds.
Am I ever not fat?
Are you ever not fat?
Yeah.
You're not fat.
So then you acknowledge that people change over time and that it would be wrong to say I was fat, even though when we first met, I was fat, right?
I don't think I've ever known you to be fat. But okay, we'll go with this scenario.
Yeah. No, I just want to make sure because it really seems like on your podcast.
Oh, that's a Joe Batanz thing. What do you want me to do? Arm wrestle him?
No, you brought it up. You were the one that was like, well, Daniel doesn't like when I, you know, it's like.
Well, you don't.
Daniel gets upset when I do that. Adam, since you told me that it bothered you,
popping out in your forehead.
It has been well over 2 years since I have made a single comment about any kind of content on that, you know, or repeating content or anything. I have not made a single comment about it for two consciously because you told me that it annoyed you. It's like,
in my defense,
I would like a little bit of credit so that, you know,
Joe likes to stir pots.
No.
And he likes to bring that up.
Proven.
So it's not just me.
Proven liar and known provocateur.
I might have brought it up in this episode, but you know how many other episodes he brings it up in? When he says you beat me?
Here's my question. Here's my question, Adam. On this most recent episode.
Yeah, the one with Big Fatty in it?
Yeah, the one. But in fact, exactly the one with Big Fatty. When he called Big Fatty,
yeah.
He told him, hey, we're recording a podcast. And then he named your podcast.
And then I asked him.
Do you know that he misnamed your podcast?
No.
Do you know?
What did he name it?
He called it Throwing Up.
Oh.
And so my question is that a Freudian slip? Does he always call it Throwing Up in his head? Like he's a.
Maybe he does.
I got to do fucking Throwing Up now. It's like he's telling Fatty, he's just like, yeah, I'm doing a podcast, Throwing Up.
Well, it would make sense because his other show was Catching Up.
Throwing up,
Catching Up. So it, you know.
Throwing Up. Also, we had to put out two versions of the show because the first one, the Bluetooth track was off. So
and
you
that
guys.
That makes you so tickled.
It does.
Okay. Are you ready to do this thing?
I am. I'm ready.
So I'm going to hit record on the video.
Okay.
And then I'm going to hit record on the audio.
It's one of the things I really agreed with OpenAI on, which is rapid deployment. Get it out there small.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Did you hear? Have you been listening to Pod as My Co-Pilot recently?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
Well, I just caught up today with the last two episodes. And one of those episodes, you were accused of not wishing Taylor a happy birthday.
Correct.
But then he corrected it.
Correct.
In today's. Well, not today's, but I guess this week's.
I have heard both.
Okay.
In fact, I even reached out to Taffy and said, look, if you want to go see Carousel of Progress one last time, like we can get you in. You don't need to go use an old Disney ticket. It's like we can get you in. You know, we have cast entry, and then she decided not to do it or whatever. But
yeah.
But the point is, I hear that's like the reason that Taylor had to correct himself was because after I heard that episode that I did not text either of them a happy birthday, I apologized. I had a text with just the two of them and I apologized in there for not doing it. And then Taffy brought up, it's like, wait a second, Daniel was at your birthday dinner. And then Taylor was like, oh crap, you're right. It was just like, I apologize. I take that back because that's where I got Mount Epcot. So, I mean, it is true. I did not text him. happy birthday.
Oh, okay. So you actually said happy birthday at
an event? I actually showed up to his birthday party and handed him a gift and said happy birthday. So
okay.
Taffy was there.
There is a spider, a scary looking spider hanging from my light over here. I really needed to get the pest guy to come in the house, but I was recording Throwing Down or something when he came.
Is he?
And so I couldn't talk to him.
Is he hot?
I don't know who was here, but I've never seen a hot pest control guy in our house.
Our new pest control guy was very good.
I have to get something and kill this spider. It's right, gonna drive me crazy.
Go ahead.
So I'll be right back.
Go ahead.
Oh, dunked.
What, Gary? Dunked? What? I'm not looking at your video. What did you say? Dunked?
He jumped.
Oh.
I don't know where it went.
I wasn't watching your video. I was typing in Trello.
Now I have a deadly spider.
Sure. It's probably a brown recluse. Probably one bite will kill you.
It was ugly. Well, I don't know what it was, but it was definitely an ugly spider. It was ugly.
Everyone knows the ugly spiders.
Wait, let me look up. You know, we do have brown recluse here. You're saying that, but we do. Let's see what they look like.
A brown recluse looks like a brown piece of dirt. It's not like ugly in a traditional sense.
You know, it could have been a brown recluse. It wasn't. Well, now I'm going to be freaked out all night because it could have been. I don't think it was.
Adam.
What?
It's probably not.
Oh, there it is. It's back.
And if it was, a spider's not aggressive. A spider's not going to come get you. It's only going to fuck with you if you fuck with it. It's like, otherwise, they're just going to hang out there and try to catch bugs.
What kind of?
And you've got little corpse flies all around your house, so let it eat the bugs, Adam. You can't complain about the bugs and then get upset about the spiders. The spiders are the solution to the bug. Only then, Adam.
No, you can't just leave if it is a brown recluse.
Only then,
you can't,
Adam.
Just leave it.
Only then, Adam, can we truly be living with the land. Pan flute intensifies. Scooby dooby doo. Boo dooby doo boo. Scooby dooby doo. I said hi to Tony earlier, but Tony didn't say hi back. So, hi, Tony. Do you think he's there going like, I don't know how to say hi back? You type in the chat, Tony. Just type in Pride 48 live chat room. Just type.
This spider.
On your phone. It's cool.
It's really freaking me out. I don't like spiders.
Well, then kill it.
It moves really fast.
I answer the following question, true or false. I own a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, I own a vacuum cleaner.
Suck the thing up. Just go grab the vacuum and just unplug the hose and go. And then there you go. Spider gone.
Well, it's too much of a thing to bring the vacuum cleaner up here. I mean, I do own one, but it's a big ordeal.
Do you have a fly swatter?
Well, it's hanging in a weird place where I can't. It's hanging from a light, and there is nothing to swat it against. It's like hanging midair from a light.
If it were me, yeah. I would text Mark and say, Boyfie, there's a spider hanging from the ceiling up here. Can you bring the vacuum up for me? And then he would go,
can't tell if that's a brown recluse or not.
It's not a brown recluse. Can you take a picture of it and put it in the chat room?
No, I couldn't get a good enough picture. My phone would not.
You have a zoom and a manual focus on your phone. You just have to use the menu options. Grandpa. Are you gay? Says Gary in wherever Gary lives now, Portland. You mean Tony? I'm assuming that's Tony from Illinois. He's got a rainbow after his name. That makes him gay. That's the law. The law is if you have a rainbow, you're gay. It is. It's Tony in Illinois. He's the entire reason that we do level 13.
I don't know. I can't get a good picture. Sorry. I guess I am a grandpa.
I will tell you this, Tony. It was a toss-up. Excuse me. It was a toss-up between whether I was going to talk about Diffie-Hellman on the main show or the after show. And the deciding factor was, I thought, you think Tony would give a fuck about the Diffie-Hellman equation while he's driving home listening to level 13?
Well, I could probably
cause an accident.
I tried to get it again and it jumped again. I don't know where it went. If I fall over on the floor and start writhing and convulsing, then You guys will know is all I'm saying.
It's all you're saying, Adam. That is all you're saying. What are the chances that my friend in Arkansas
he's there
brown
again.
Recluse spider hanging from his ceiling.
Why does he want to stay there in my line of sight? He could go hide in a corner.
Because he wants bugs, man.
Yeah.
Okay. While Arkansas is prime territory for the brown recluse, behavioral traits make it highly unlikely to be the culprit in this specific scenario. The webbing and suspension. Brown recluses are strictly ground-dwelling cursorial hunters. They build loose, asymmetric, hidden webs in dark, undisturbed areas like closets, boxes, crawl spaces to rest in. They do not spin webs out in the open, and they absolutely do not dangle from silk threads from a ceiling to hunt.
I got it. Oh, shit.
Now kill it. Stomp on it. Stomp on it.
Oh, what's he doing?
He's running. Probably he's trying to run for his fucking life. Jeez. Okay. Exciting.
Crisis averted. He is dead.
Wow, it's like spider aerobics with Adam. We should put this on the after show. It would be, it would keep Tony awake.
No, I thought I had him in the Kleenex, in the toilet paper, and then he started crawling again.
Yeah.
And so I dropped it, and then I picked it up, and then he took his web and went down.
Dangling. Yeah.
It could have been Charlotte, though. I just killed Charlotte.
You did. So sorry.
I got to go put this in the toilet paper.
Okay, great. We'll hang out here. We'll just hang out here and wait for you, Adam. Now, I know that Adam didn't prepare for the show because Adam never prepares for the show. But since we cannot play copyrighted music, I did get a kazoo. I am fully prepared for any television theme songs that need, like, Magnum P.I. Is that Magnum P.I. or is that the A-Team? I don't remember. See? I am fully prepared, man. Got my kazoo ready for it.
You know what you don't have?
What don't I have?
Topics in the Trello.
Look again, my friend. Look again. There are many topics in the Trello.
When did you do that?
I didn't. Sebastian did. I was working on them earlier, and then I was like, oh, that's right. I forgot to ask him to put them on Trello. So I asked him to put them on Trello, and then that's what he did. Let's see.
I can't believe Auntie Scott is not even here.
I know.
And I'm going to pimp his show.
Okay.
He's not even going to know.
I'm going to try to group these accordingly. I feel like this is a main topic. I feel like this is a rant. And I feel like this is just an ending thing there. There. Now you can put yours wherever you would like. There's some props that you're going to need for tonight's show.
Me?
Yes, you.
What?
You're going to need a piece of paper and a Sharpie.
Does it have to be a Sharpie or can it just be a pen?
It could be a pen, but you're going to hold something up to the camera so that I can see it. So it's kind of, you know, should be visible.
Oh, then I have to go downstairs and get a Sharpie.
I mean, I don't know. Try it. Like, do you have multiple pieces of paper there? Can you just write a number on a piece of paper really big and hold it up and let me see?
Well, it'll be easier for me to just get a Sharpie. I do have multiple pieces of paper. I have a notebook here, but
we are going to do, Adam, I'm so excited. I've been working a long time on this. We are going to be performing the Diffie-Hellman equation live.
I see. I don't even know what that is.
We're all going to talk about it, but it's one of those things.
I mean, it's an equation by Diffie-Hellman, I guess. Is that two people?
Yeah.
Diffie and Hellman?
It is.
Is that the same Hellman of the Hellman mayonnaise?
No, you're thinking of a Jiffy Hellman, which is a peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwich. Diffie-Hellman is a mathematical method of securely generating a symmetric cryptographic key. And it was Whitfield Diffie and Martin Hellman were the eponymous people. And it's not actually called an equation. Well, there are many equations in it, but it's basically called a Diffie-Hellman key exchange. And that's it. It'll be fun. It'll be fun, Adam. It's like crafts. We'll be doing crafts.
Did you need your two topics to be together?
No, not at all. Okay. They're separate topics. One of them is an article. The first one is an article.
All right, I have to go get a Sharpie, and then I'm almost ready because I just have to go on the YouTube stream and...
Go on the YouTube. I need to refresh my beverages, and then I'm ready. I'm going to tinkle and refresh my beverages. So here's the question. Do we leave at the same time and leave poor Tony and Gary all alone? Or do you go...
Chat room, will you be okay without us?
Or you go, and I'll stay here, and then when you come back, then I'll go.
Well, either way, but it takes less time if we go at the same time. But I'm going to go. So you do whatever you want. You do you. No one's even responding, so I don't think
it
matters.
It's fine. I don't. Tony's probably driving right now. I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. You know, probably busy. Oh, he's not driving. Probably drunk. I don't know why it sounded so accusatory. like I literally am about to go pour a drink, and I'm thinking like, he's drunk. Like a judgmental moron. Where's my thing? You know what? I'm going to need that because we got a phone call. That's right. Baptist Beer. Gary in Portland's going to be eating. Oh, shit. I forgot. I have not eaten my gummy. Let me do that. Out of the way. Where is my scissors? I remember back when you didn't have to, like, cut the package off of each individually wrapped fucking gummy. But no. Some lady made up a story about her kid... accidentally eating a gummy, and now we all have to fucking suffer.
Now I have a Sharpie.
Excellent. Oh, let me go get my drinks. Bye.
Okay. Hi, Gary. Hi, Tony. I look like an old man. I have a bowl here with my pills in it, but most of my pills are anti-crazy. So it's not really anything to do with age, but I have to take them before I go to bed. And on Friday nights, I don't like to make a lot of noise when I go downstairs after I record because Mark is already asleep. And so I put all my pills in a bowl, my go-to-bed pills. Okay, what else do I have to do? I need to go on YouTube. Let's see. I'm going to go live. I'm going to hit the button here. That should be any minute. Yep, there it is. Then I need to go in and make it public. Public. Just on YouTube. We don't do video in the Discord. I don't know that we've ever figured out how to do that. Daniel does the audio and I do the video. And so I don't know that I could share video into the Discord while he's sharing audio. Anyway, no, the answer is no. It's just YouTube. And apparently there's a big delay in the YouTube stream. For whatever reason.
Whatever what?
I do have the Fold. Now the question is.
Yes.
Which one do I have?
It'd be faster just to go look in your Google account and see which one you bought.
Yes, it is a Fold 6. That is correct.
Zach just got a Pixel 10 Pro. Huh.
Is it a foldable?
No.
No.
And the Pixel 11 is coming out in August, but because of that, they lowered the price of the Pixel 10 XL a couple hundred dollars. And so he was using an iPhone 14 and he was carrying around extra battery packs. And I was like,
why?
I'm like, why are you running out of battery so fast? It's like I use my phone constantly all day long. And at the end of the day, it's like maybe 52%. It's like, how are you running out at a theme park just in a couple of hours?
So Tony, I'll tell you, I love it because I love being able to open it up and having the larger screen. Like when I fly, normally I would watch something on a tablet. But I don't have to take my iPad with me because I can just open up my phone and that screen is plenty large enough to watch stuff on if I want to do that.
Didn't I just see a Brownlee thing on the Fold? It was like this peak Fold.
I'm sure they have a newer one than the 6 because I think I got this. Oh, okay. Yeah, it is. The front screen is kind of narrow. But I just get used to it.
He was calling the Oppo Find N6 peak foldable.
Apparently there's a new fold. I don't know if it's already out or it's coming out, but it's a tri-fold by Samsung.
Obviously a ton of compromises back then to make that happen for the first time. From the huge bezels on that cover screen to the smaller subpar cameras and battery and inch phone. Oppo has been absolutely cooking with the materials and the build. So when you pick it up and use it, it genuinely feels like a regular slab phone because it's the same size as one now. This phone is just under 9 millimeters thin and weighs around 230 grams. For context, the iPhone 17 Pro Max is also just under 9 millimeters thin and around 230 grams. So this is effectively a no compromises normal phone, at least dimensions wise, before you even open the thing. So many of the previous foldables, I remember using them, and it was like, you can use the outside screen, but you didn't really want to. You'd rather just open it up and get to the better screen. But this, you could just use like normal. It's perfectly fine to take pictures with, to watch videos on, to text on, because the keyboard isn't too small. It's a normal aspect ratio. It's great. And it also has all the flagship specs, by the way.
Recording in progress.
Anyway, you should check out the Oppo
well, I think Tony is saying
in 6.
I don't know what you mean, Tony. They doing fold wide this year. Is wide a model?
I want the one like they had on that sci-fi show Eureka, where it was just a little stick and you pulled it out and the screen just magically appeared in whatever size you wanted. That's what I want.
Okay, so the wide one makes the front screen wider. Well, I mean, both screens are.
That does make a lot of sense. That the phone called wide would make things wider.
Passport. Wow, passport style. So it's almost like remember the Windows phone that was like about the size of a passport?
Oh my God.
Kind of like that, except with the screen on the front.
Oh, that's gross.
Okay. I have that Windows phone somewhere around here.
Ugh. Ugh. Ugh.
Is it a flavor you haven't tried before or what?
I poured Jack Daniels into my Diet Coke can and a little bit got around the rim and so it was just straight Jack.
Oh.
And I'm not a fan of straight whiskey.
We went to when we were in Scotland, we went to a whiskey or a scotch distillery.
You do know that the only thing. Yeah, it's scotch whiskey. So it is still whiskey. And the reason that it is called, that you're not allowed to call it scotch.
Is because it's in Scotland.
Unless it's distilled in Scotland, correct.
Yeah. And I believe it's from a certain peat moss that they have over there in Scotland.
Like have you listened to Windows Weekly with the guy that does the bourbon thing at the end of every fucking episode that I skip through?
No, but we did a tasting and it was an experience. I mean, it's just straight up whiskey with nothing else.
Podcast idea, new podcast app. Okay. We'll talk about that next week. I'm ready.
We are streaming on YouTube.
Streaming on YouTube.
I need to record video.
Recording video.
We're already on the audio. I don't know if anyone uses that. I think it was just Kathy Bacon, but we are on the Pride 48 stream.
On the Pride 48 stream.
Have you hit record on your mixer?
I have not hit record on my mixer. I was waiting for you.
Are you doing it now?
Sure.
Okay.
What was that? What was that I heard? What did I hear? What was the thing? Oh, meeting is being recorded? Is there a thing?
I don't know what you just heard.
Is there a thing you need to clear?
Well, it's actually out of frame.
Okay, cool.
But yes, I do need to clear it.
Cool. I know I heard a gentle tinkle. Did you not hear a gentle tinkle?
No, I did not.
Kind of like a really soft kind of doo-doo. It was a very pleasant tinkle.
There was no tinkle on my side.
Chat room, did you hear a pleasant tinkle? Like a little boom, like a little modern kind of robot-y kind of bloom.
Well, if it was on your computer,
yeah, Tony heard a tinkle.
So whatever it was, I just didn't hear it. I don't know if it didn't come through or what.
Well, here's the thing. If it came from you, you wouldn't hear it because you're mix minus.
No, I would. I hear myself.
No. But if it was going to my channel and not into your headphones, like I don't know how your setup is.
No, I'd hear it.
Gary heard it. We all heard it.
I'm sure it happened.
We all heard it, Adam. Don't deny the tinkle.
Okay, let me just think.
Tinkle bell.
I'm live streaming to YouTube.
Yes.
It still shows that you're still not there. Oh, I'm still you are there.
I am here. I've been here. It's me.
Huh. That's interesting. That's what happens.
A mix.
Okay, I am streaming.
In a very, very compressed answer.
We are recording.
Tony from Illinois wants to know what is mix minus anyway. I'm not an audio aficionado. Should we just do that in the contact segment? Well, you know what? We'll just treat that like a text that came in the contact segment. So remind me.
We're doing everything we need to do. All you need to do is clap.
Point.
You need to clap.
So
okay. And then you need to point.